Hey girls, welcome to Girl How, the ultimate podcast to solve all your girl problems.
This is Fazana, a law graduate and a digital creator.
And this is Sarobi, a student and a blogger. Listen to the whole of today's podcast to ensure that you are the best girl boss that you can be. Hello everyone. So today we are going to be doing a very special podcast episode, which we have not done. So usually we make debate style podcast episodes, if you haven't already realized, but we instead decided to take a break just for this podcast episode today. And we're going to be discussing all about what we learned from 2022. So hopefully this will be a very interesting podcast episode where we just reflect on our experiences. And of course, I want to mention that for me, most or all of these lessons were just reiterated to me. So I already knew these lessons, but it just got reiterated and re-emphasized to me this year. And I'm sure that for my sister, it's the same thing as well. So we wanted to actually share our experiences and share the lessons. And for this podcast episode, I'll be sharing 5 lessons and my sister will be also sharing her 5 lessons. And without any further ado, I'm just going to welcome my sister. How are you doing and how do you feel today?
Well, I'm feeling absolutely amazing today because I feel so grateful that we got to end the year in such a positive note, and we're making this episode just to reflect on our lessons and all the things that we learned this year that we're going to be surely taking in 2023, hopefully, and 2023 hopefully is going to be a better version than 2022.
100%. And of course, we will be resuming our debate style podcast after this one. So enjoy this special bonus podcast episode. But without any further ado, I guess I'm going to get started with the first lesson. Mm-hmm. And I think this is something that is absolutely important for me. And that is all about trusting your gut and trusting your gut instinct. Especially as women, a lot of women have a very strong intuition and they usually suppress it because they think that, oh, due to logic, you know, something might not happen. But there was actually a book that my sister also read, which was about trusting your gut, which I don't remember the name of it, but she did tell me that she read a book about it. And you know, also that book really also kind of reiterated the fact that trusting your gut and trusting your gut instinct is really, really important. And I think that that's something that I do all the time. Like whenever I have to make a decision, I always just ask my gut and I just trust my gut and I go along with it. And every single time I always have benefited from trusting my gut. So I think that that's something that I really learned this year. So every time you make a decision, ask your gut, trust your gut and just go with it. And that's pretty much it. I guess that would be my lesson, the first lesson.
Ooh, that was very short and simple. I love it. And I'm going to starting off with my first lesson. And that is, after hardship comes ease. And I think that this is something that is very cliche. Some of you might be thinking, okay, yeah, I've heard this like from many different scholars or many different, you know, coaches and all this kind of things. But I believe that this is absolutely true, because I remember when, you know, I was doing my master's and my solicitor type of a course that I was trying to do to pass it as the best I could, because it was so hard and challenging for me. And I just thought in many times that I'm going to give up this because I can't really do this anymore. But I kept pushing myself and thinking that if I don't get this done, that means I can never be a solicitor. And would I really want to cost that to just quit it and just, you know, be nothing basically? Because ultimately solicitor is what I wanted to be always, and I wanted to get into law and help people with law and everything like that. So I didn't really want to cost the hardship that I was feeling in that moment of actually just pushing it, and actually ended up actually having a graduation hopefully next month on the 17th. And I'm so excited, I'm so thrilled that I'm going to be having my graduation with my family. It's a very exciting moment. Hopefully it goes really well. And I just, you know, think that, you know, after every hardship that I've ever faced in my life, it has always come to an end. It has always come to an ease. And I've always succeeded because by the will of God. And I'm so grateful for that. So always think that whenever you're going through something really bad, whether there might be a job crisis, financial crisis, career crisis, your identity crisis, whatever there might be, whatever crisis you're feeling, they always come to an ease. And it's going to be coming to a positive end at the end. And I cannot stress enough how important it is to have this mindset, especially in 21st century, where everybody tells you that everything is so negative, everything is so bad around you. Just have this positive mindset that after hardship comes ease.
100%. I completely agree with that. And I think that that is absolutely true in whichever circumstance. And always, like, there is always God that is there, who is going to have a better plan for you. And I think the next thing, that my next lesson, is definitely going to be to actually diversify your identity. And this is something that was actually very important to me this year, because I believe that a lot of students actually just kind of rely on their education to essentially succeed, which I don't think there's anything wrong. Of course, you want to get good grades, you want to have a good education, you want to make sure you're focused on your studies. But at the same time, I'm a person who likes to be really ambitious. For example, I have this podcast on the side, I have a blog, and I, you know, like to write website articles where I try to help people and help teenagers. And of course, I'm not saying that you have to start a blog as well. But I think that what I mean by diversifying identity is just make sure you have other things going on in your life. And I just love to do that. Like, I think my sister and I are people who really love to, you know, have other things outside of academics, which I think really makes us feel very, very happy. And we have other ways to ensure that we, you know, fuel that passion, and we channel our creativity into something, which I really, really like. So for example, this year, I'm very grateful to say that I've had, I think, probably like around probably over like 25,000 views on my website, you know, overall over the years. And I just feel absolutely grateful. And, you know, this would not be possible if I did not start. And if I just thought, oh, let me just study and, you know, I'll start this like 10 years later, because, you know, it's just better to get started, especially when now it is an era, for example, in TikTok, where if you start early, then you can succeed quicker. Whilst if everyone is in doing your niche already, it's very hard to stand out. So for me, it is starting a blog. But of course, you have to find something that you're passionate about. You don't have to do a blog if you don't want to. So that could be, for example, doing a club, having a society in your school, or perhaps you do, I don't know, ice skating, mountain climbing, whatever is passionate you're passionate about. I think that it's really nice to have hobbies outside of academics.
I cannot stress enough either, because I feel like many teenagers feel like that having all nines or all A stars is what they need to succeed and get into a good university or college. But I cannot stress enough how important that is to actually take that out of your mind and also have include some hobbies as well, because that's gonna make you feel so much happier, I promise. And the next lesson that I'm gonna be sharing with you all that I learned in 2022 is all about everything comes to an end. And this kind of relates back to the point that I said before, but it does not, because this goes both in a positive and a negative way. So if you're going through something really happy, let's say, and you're feeling really grateful for it, and you're feeling that, yeah, I'm going to be living like this for the next, you know, till my last breath or something, this is not going to be happening. And you have to have that realization that I'm not always going to be happy. You get me? Or you're not always going to be sad or upset about something or angry about someone or something. And you have to realize that every emotion in your body comes to an end. It comes into its own expiry date, basically. So for example, let's say if I'm really, really happy about a promotion that I got at work, obviously I'm going to feel really, really happy for the first 5, 10, even the whole day. But after some point, that feeling of happiness is going to come to an end. And then you're going to be start chasing something else that might make you happy most. Let's say if I got £25,000 as my annual salary, I want to maybe push hard and get 35,000. So you're going to be chasing something a bit different all the time, and you're never going to be feeling fully, you know, happy or fully, fully sad all the time, because it all comes to an end, all those emotions, and all emotions are temporary anyway. So it's very important that whenever you're feeling happy in your life, don't think that that's how you're going to be for the next, you know, 8 years of your life, because that's not really realistic. This is not the perfect world where everything is so perfect and equal and everyone is, you know, equal. Everyone is getting 50-50 everything and so on. So it's very important that you're not feeling like that in that way. And at the same time, I say this lesson because I feel like that there was a point in my life in 2022 where I felt like everything was going so smoothly and nicely. And that's when my sister reminded me that, you know what, you have been going through so many happy things right now. Maybe right now some, you know, negative things are happening to you and it started hitting you and it is shocking your body and it's thinking, wait, where did this come from? Because I was feeling so happy. And then I realized, oh wait, that's true, because this world is temporary, so is my happiness as well. And it's sadness will come and then the happiness will come again. So it's always a cycle, these kind of things. So just remember yourself that everything comes to an end.
100%. Emotions are definitely temporary. So whether you're facing positive or negative emotions, both of them will come to an end eventually. So I completely agree with that. But the next one that I have is actually about go at your own pace. And I think that this is something that I really, again, was really like re-emphasized to me again this year, because I think that one thing that I really realized is that There is going to be a lot of different opinions and perspectives out there, and it is very easy to feel pressured, or it's very easy to feel like, oh, you know, like, let's just go with the crowd. But I think that one thing that I really learned was that, you know, you need to go at your own pace. So for example, if you don't feel ready to do something, then don't do it. So let's give an example. Let's say you don't feel ready to, you know, let's say you're currently maybe perhaps not that religious, okay? And let's say that, you know, you have a group of friends who are really religious and they want to inspire you to become more religious. And of course, being religious is something that, for example, for me, that's something very important to me. But I have to understand that someone, another one of my friends, they might not be ready to be in that journey, and I can't force them to, you know, go and, you know, start becoming religious because of me. Or even in things like studying, like, you can tell someone day in and day out to study, but if they don't have the intention right now, then that's really not your problem and you can't really force them. And I think that a lot of people think that, no, take the moment and make it perfect, you know, you don't have to be ready. Yes, you don't have to be like 100, you know, perhaps you don't need to be, you know, it's okay to feel scared when you're taking a decision. But again, this comes back to trusting your gut. If you feel like, you know, gut, I'm ready to do this now, I'm ready to start exploring my religion, I'm ready to, you know, fully start dedicated to studying, trust your gut and go with it. So I think that that's something that you need to understand, that, you know, you can't force anyone with their journey, and so you can't also force yourself. So don't feel peer pressured by other people when they're doing something and you feel like they're ahead of you, or you feel like you're behind, or sometimes you feel like you're ahead of people. You know, you don't basically don't underestimate yourself nor overestimate yourself. I think that's really important to have that balance and remember that everyone is in their own journey, and again, just go at your own pace and do things that is best for you.
Ooh, that was a very deep lesson right there, because I feel like everybody is always overestimating or underestimating themselves and others around them. And I think that's a really good lesson, in my opinion. And I think the lesson that I will share with you all is all about the fact that dreams come true better than you can imagine only if you believe in them. Because I feel like that sometimes, you know, you might think that you want square one, only one square in your jar or something like that, but God ends up giving you 5 or 10 even, and then you get surprised, how did I even get this? How was this even possible in my life? I didn't even know. So it's very important that you can plan your life, of course, but at the end of the day, God is the one who plans it all, and he's the one who actually gives you the best life, and whatever is best for you in that moment in time, that's what he's going to give it to you in that moment. So it's very important that, of course, you plan your life, you schedule your life, and you think that, you know, I want to achieve this maybe by this age and that age, I want to have this much money, or I want to have this asset, or I want to invest this much, and I'm ready to do this, and so on. But at the same time, do not, you know, force yourself to really fully follow that schedule and think that, yep, I'm only going to do that in that age, I don't care. And it's very, very important that you do not restrict yourself like that. And if opportunities are coming your way, whether they might be relationship-wise, or, you know, work-wise, or school-wise, or project-wise, whatever that might be, you just embrace it as they're coming, because you might be thinking you're not ready, but God knows that you're ready. So it's very important. And once you embrace it, then you will understand, oh yeah, I was ready all this while anyway. So it's very important that you're not restricting yourself in things that you feel like that you're not ready for. Like, for example, let's say if you're still not confident that you can drive, or you want to learn how to drive and so on, and you're thinking that, no, I'm too young for that, I don't want to drive, because, you know. But once you start taking those lessons and you see somebody, like, you know, inspiring you and pushing you, and then you actually end up passing the driving test, let's say at 17, then you're going to be feeling really grateful and really happy. And this is why you should be always embracing opportunities, but also have a plan.
Yeah, definitely. That's what comes back to, like, for example, you might think that, like you said, that, you know, you're ready to do something, like your brain might be telling you you're not ready to do something, but when you trust your gut, that's when you know you're ready.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And I completely agree with that. And that's why I say that dreams can come true better than you can imagine or dream if you only believe in them and follow them.
100%. I completely agree with that. So the next one that I have is actually that company is key. And no, I'm not talking about the company you work in, even though that's important, but I'm talking about the company in the sense of your friends. I think that having your friends is actually, and who you stay with is very, very important. And again, someone might be like, oh yeah, we already know this, you know, obviously you're the average of the 5 people you stay with. But I think that as a person, for example, my sister and I, here's a little secret about us. We actually usually only have a few group of close friends, and we're very selective about who we stay with, because majority of the time, like, we just don't vibe with everyone. Like, there are some people who can, for example, like, just go to any group and just, you know, get adapted. And don't get us wrong, like, we are people who like talking to others and we like to socialize, but we always make sure they're very selective. And I think that that is because the people you stay with, you think that, oh, I'm not going to get influenced by them. But you need to make sure that you really are considering who you stay with. And of course, you need to understand that everyone's going to have their own flaws and weaknesses. We can't expect perfect friends. But at the same time, you also want to really think about, you know, do my values align with them? Because if I'm going to stay with this person, when they go out somewhere, now, for example, if I have a friend and that friend then goes and meets another friend and they're like, oh, yeah, should I introduce you to Sorobi? If that person has already made an impression about a specific way, like let's say they're really rude, then they might think that already Sorobi is automatically going to be rude as well. So that's not, you know, you need to make sure that the people who represent you, they're actually going to be good. And I think that, you know, I'm very grateful to say that this year, I feel like I definitely made better friends than my previous years. And I think that, you know, I've made friends who are actually very close to, for example, the religion and, you know, people who are focused on the education. And people who, you know, have similar values to me. And again, this is going to take you time, especially with female friendships, which will probably make a whole podcast episode about it, because female friendships can be quite tricky and complex. But all I'm saying is that don't force yourself to have friends if you feel like there's not going to help you. But when you do, make sure you're selective and, you know, just try to distance away and don't spend too much time with people who are not really going to align with you, essentially.
I think that, yeah, friendships are a make it or break it for you in your life, because they form part of your most of your life, actually, because especially if your friends are from work or school, they form part of your most of your daily life and week, because you end up spending more time with them rather than your you know, family, even your parents or your siblings. So it's very important that you're very choosy when it comes to your friendships, especially as a female. It can be very tricky, as my sister said, and that's why it's very important that we're going to create a podcast episode dedicated to that. But now I'm going to be sharing with you all my next lesson, and that is very important. And it's something that I actually learned, the importance of having good habits. And I feel like that if good habits can die out if you're not consistent with them, that's just a fact and honest truth and honest opinion I can give you. And I've realized this because I have missed a lot of exercising sessions this year, and I feel really guilty about it because I was so busy with my education and my career and all those kind of things and other personal things going on in my life that I've basically let my exercise routine and let it out of the way, and I did not give much care on it, and I feel really, really guilty about it that I do not make time for it anymore and so on. But I'm trying to get back on it as much as I can. But I'm just trying to share with you all the fact that I'm an imperfect person in every shape and way. Like, I'm not someone who follows all my good habits as I started five years ago, maybe 2 years ago and so on. But that doesn't mean that I cannot start back again. It just means I need to make time for it according to how my life is right now. And that's very important. And that's why I'm going to be starting exercising, hopefully again, as regularly as I can. But this just goes to show you that sometimes even good habits that you have been doing blindly for like a good few years can actually die out if you're not consistent with them. And you keep telling yourself, yeah, I'll do it another day, or I'll do it another day or another week. Or I have my period cramps or something like that. I can't really do this right now or something like that. So, or I have a cold right now. I can't do this right now. So it's very important that you do not give yourself these kind of excuses, because it just prolongs it. And I've been not exercising for months even, so that's really, really bad, and I feel really guilty. But hopefully I'll come back stronger in 2023.
100% definitely. And that's pretty much there is to it. And the next lesson that I have, which is my final lesson, is actually that luck plays a huge role in success. And you know, when I mean luck, to me, because I'm religious, I consider it as God. So God plays a huge role in success, but perhaps you call it luck. But for me personally, I believe that God plays a huge role in success. And I'm going to give you guys the greatest example which I've seen. So currently, if you don't know, I'm actually doing my A-levels, and I had to do a lot of research on, you know, programs and universities and things like that. And sometimes I will basically go and research, and I'll see that there are some students who, for example, have gotten all nines, all A stars, all in the GCSEs and A-levels. Like, they have basically the perfect track record that any university can ask for. They have the perfect exceptional profile that any admissions tutor should be giving a thumbs up on and admitting them straight away. But then you will see those rejection stories of people who have not gotten in, you know, on YouTube through, because, you know, even though they had all nines, all A stars, you know, amazing interview skills, whatever it was, they had all of those things. And that's when I realized that what is missing in that person? I mean, they look like they had the perfect profile. But the answer is, in my opinion, I found the solution. I think it personally is God. Because I think that God is the one who decides ultimately. Like, there are some people who don't even meet the entry requirements and they get in. And then there are some people who don't, you know, have exceeded all the entry requirements and they don't even get in. So I don't know if I repeated myself there, but essentially what I'm trying to say is that God is the best of planners and he will give it to you if it's right for you, and he won't give it to you if it's not right for you. So this year, if you're going through, whether you're going through like success, you need to remember that Allah is Allah for me. I'm a Muslim, but God is giving it to you. But if you are, you know, not, you know, even if you're not religious, you need to understand that there is some level of unfair advantage, which is basically luck. So, you know, based on your circumstances, that's why you're able to do it. Of course, you need to give credit to yourself for your hard work, but you need to ensure that whether you get a success or a rejection or a failure, you still need to understand that there was someone behind this, and that is God, or that is unfair advantage, whatever you believe. So that is basically my thing, that I think God plays a huge role.
Of course. And I completely agree with that, because without God, nothing moves on this earth, not even a leaf or even an ant, for that matter. But when it comes to my last lesson that I want to share with you all, it's a very simple one, and that is, do not think that you have learned everything in life just because you've watched a YouTube video, or because you read a book, or you basically have been in some kind of a situation, so you now, you know, whole PhD about it. That doesn't mean anything at all. Do not ever think that just because you're good at something doesn't mean that you're good at everything, if you know what I mean. Or if you're really bad at something, doesn't mean that you're bad at everything. So you need to be really measured out and balance yourself out and think that, you know what, I'm an imperfect person, but I'm willing to learn every day, new something new. And this means, let's say, dealing with new relationships in your life, or it could be new skills in your life, or it could be a new circumstance you have never, you know, felt before, you've never been before. So it's very important that you do not think that you have learned everything, so now you have to behave that way and something like that. And you cannot put yourself in that situation where you think that, yeah, actually, you know what, I don't know this. So you can confidently say that to yourself, that you don't know this, and you accept it, and then you can learn from it as well. Because the earlier you accept that you do not know something, or you don't know how to deal with something, then it's going to be easier for you to deal with it quicker, and you're going to get better results as well, because you're dealing with it faster than if you keep delaying accepting that you don't know. So it's very important that you do not think that you're good at everything, but also you're bad at everything. So it's very important that you balance yourself out, and you will see how your life pans out really, really nicely. And that will be my last lesson.
And that will be the end of our podcast episode. We really hope that you have enjoyed this podcast episode, a very special one on what we learned from 2022. And this will be our last podcast episode of 2022 as well. So we really hope that you have enjoyed all of the different, you know, things that, you know, we shared. And you know what? Because I want to replay this podcast episode and re-listen to it myself, I actually want to share some statistics of this year. So we will actually just get that up right now. So we're very grateful to say that based on our Wrapped, Spotify Wrapped, if you guys know about that, I know some of you have been talking about that, but essentially we actually realized that we made 109% more hours of content this year. Secondly, we also actually did 103% more streams, or, you know, we had 103% more streams or downloads from our listeners. We also had 80% more followers. And lastly, we also had 66% more, 66% more listeners. So I think that I am extremely grateful to say that, you know, we've had all of these different achievements. And what would you like to say?
I feel that every year when we are putting more effort in our podcast, every time it's growing more, and I feel so grateful, and my heart is growing larger and larger because of that, because I feel so amazing and happy.
100%. And it's just so exceptional, which shows that, you know, we really do try our best, like, you know, in the weeks where we're studying and, you know, we have exams and we're very busy and we're still trying. So I feel really, really grateful and blessed. So thank you so much for listening, and make sure to keep listening. Please give us some 5-star reviews for next year, please, so more people can listen. But that was our last podcast episode of this year. We really hope you've enjoyed, and I guess we will see you next year for 2023. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
Bye-bye.
We really hope they have enjoyed today's podcast episode.
If you're excited for our future episodes, make sure to subscribe or follow our podcast platforms currently on Spotify, Anchor, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.
You can also check out our website, zurbischscribbles.com, for extra tips and tricks from us.
Thank you for tuning in, and we'll hopefully see you next time.